Well, hello there, boys and girls. I'm setting a quick 15-minute timer this time because I'd like to limit my gameplay to 15 minutes per episode. I think that'll be a fun thing to do. Right. So, welcome back to Blakey's Luckless, a audio-only podcast in which I, Blakey, play a video game of a decision. It used to be Pokemon only, and I decided that's dumb. But guess what we're playing today, guys? If you guessed Pokemon, you'd be right. You know what? Screw it. 20 minutes. That's right, boys and girls. We are playing Pokemon. The timer is up, 1956, and I am getting my game ready. Let's see how I can do today. So I'm going back into MGBA, Game Boy Advance Emulator. I think we're going to be playing some Fire Red Backwards again. That's a fun game. Let me just unmute that. Load ROM. I am currently loading the ROM now. If I can find it. Is this the right one? No. There it is. Okay, found it. Loading it. And let me just load state. Bada bing, bada boom. Let me turn up this volume. Okay then, so what do I have with me in my party right now? I remember taking a few losses last episode. I have Ryan, the level 12 Poliwag. I have Hoot Hoot, a level 13 Ether. I have Jeff, the Trapinch, a level 13 Bug Ground type. And what moves do I have? On Jeff, the level 13 bug ground type, Trapinch. He has Arena Trap and Bite and Sand Attack. Ether has Tackle, Air Cutter, and Confusion. And Ryan has Bubble and Hypnosis. Awesome. Right, so I think I'll just go do some grinding. Where am I right now? I am on Cinnabar Oasis Island. What items do I have in my bag? I have one antidote. I have one Orn Berry, one Person Berry, and a Person Berry is Confusion. And I have a couple Pokeballs. I have two Pokeballs. That's not great. I'm gonna go into the store and see if I can buy stuff. I have $3,700. I'll buy two Great Balls. Wonderful. And I will buy five of these nice Citrus Berries. And five of these nice Pekka Berries. And I will spend the rest of my money on one more escape rope. And some nice heals. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay then, I should be good to go. So, quick reminder, I'm not allowed to use Pokemon items in my Pokemon battles. So I'm gonna put some berries on my guys real fast. So I will give all my Pokemon one Citrus Berry, and I'll hope that'll tide them over throughout an entire battle. If it doesn't, then I'm kind of screwed, but I'm sure I'll be fine. So as I leave the gym and I walk around to here, as I leave the Pokemon Mart to the gym and learn about the hot-headed Pokemon Master, Blaine, I'll talk to you guys about what's going on. So school just started for me, and it's my senior year, so I'll be extremely busy. I just entered the Pokemon Mansion. And episodes are going to be coming out even slower than they used to be, which is pretty slow. Furthermore, I might be on, Evan Tully's podcast? Ooh, I need to download Skype. So that'll be fun. If any of these lovely listeners have any ideas on a movie we can watch. Wait, no, he's going to send me a link. Never mind, I'm telling lies. Don't worry about it, actually. Oh, okay. So, the Pokemon I can catch here is a Vulpix, a level 8 Vulpix. I'm going to use Hypnosis on it. Oh, it fell asleep. I'm not going to try damaging it. I'm just going for the Pokeball. Pokeball, go. It's only level 8. I got to catch it. It's easy. It's a level 8 Pokemon. It's asleep. And oh, okay. I didn't catch it, but it's still asleep. So I'm gonna send out a different Pokemon. I'm gonna send out, who has the lowest attack? I really don't wanna kill it. Ether has 15, Oh my goodness, Jeff has 35. That's a lot. So I'm going to send Ether out, and I'm going to hit it with one single tackle, and hopefully that'll do enough damage to it that it dies. Okay. I sent out one tackle. Okay. Okay, the Vulpix woke up. This is fine. It used Tail Whip on me. I'm going to hit it with another tackle. I'm going to go balls to the walls all the way in. Okay, good. So it's not dead yet. Wonderful. I'm going to swap back over to my water Pokemon, Ryan. So Ryan's going to go out there against this Vulpix. And what Ryan is going to do, Ryan is going to use Hypnosis again on this Vulpix. And we'll see where that takes me. Oh, the Vulpix is asleep. Good. I'm using a Pokeball now. I'm throwing the Pokeball. Oh, Ryan's watching. Amaya used a Pokeball. 1, 2, 3. 3 stars. Vulpix got caught. Wonderful. We now have a Vulpix. This is a wonderful day. While it's young, it has 6 gorgeous tails. When it grows, several new tails are sprouted. You wanna know what that sounds like? Daniel K, you wanna know what that sounds like? That sounds like you. I think I'm gonna name this Pokemon after you. Daniel K. I'm gonna call it Dan. I. E. L. Daniel Plays. Get it? Instead of Daniel K, Daniel Play. Yeah, that's a good joke, isn't it? Yeah, it is. So I now have Daniel Play, the level 8 Vulpix. Let's see what Daniel Play has, shall we? I know his Ember, which is a very good move. I have a hasty one. Ooh, I don't know if that's good. With Flash Fire, Ember, and Tail Whip. Nice. So I'm just going to leave this, leave the Pokemon Mansion. Now I'm back out in Cinnabar Oasis. And I'm going to go over to the Pokemon Mart and get Mr. Daniel Plays. Daniel Play all nice and healed up. Nice. So he's all nice and healed up. And I'm going to go back over to the Pokemon Mansion. Wonderful. I'm going to... Oh, the next Pokemon. A Pokemon I could have caught would be a Numel, but I wasn't able to catch it, so I'll just hit it with a nice bubble and kill it. Oh, 2 bubbles, but I got 100 XP for Ryan, so that's good. Ryan, by the way, is at the front of my party. What a good boy, Ryan. Ryan, you're a pretty good Pokemon, I'm not gonna lie. I don't really know if you listen to the episodes, but if you do, you're a pretty good Pokemon. Oh, so I'm encountered a Grimer, level 9. I'm using Ryan, level 12, and I went for Hypnosis, and it was disabled. So I'm going to spam Bubble. Okay, so now I'm poisoned, so I'm going to swap out for Vulpix, because Vulpix Fire is super effective. Okay, so the Grimer is burned, but I, Daniel Play, am now poisoned. So I'm going to swap out for Jeff, because I don't think Jeff can get poisoned. Okay, Jeff is poisoned, the Grimer's almost dead, and I forgot that Jeff doesn't know any ground-type moves. Wonderful, though. It doesn't matter, because I just killed that stupid Grimer. I mean, that wonderful Grimer that everyone loves and knows. I am now going to use a couple berries to heal up my guys. Just some Pekka Berries. So, Pekka Berry for Ryan. I think I actually have an antidote. Yes, I'm going to use the antidote because I can't use antidotes in battle. Wonderful. And I'm going to use another Pekka Berry on Daniel Play. Good job, Daniel Play. You should feel proud about yourself. Next, I'm going to bring Jeff to the front of the party. And I'm going to fight this next guy. I can't get out. This old place is one big puzzle. Oh, that's a shame, man. Who am I fighting? I'm fighting... Burglar Arnie would like to battle. Burglar Arnie sent out Charmander. Okay, level 10 Charmander. Let's go. Go, Jeff. Okay, I killed it. 3 hits. That was easy. Now I'm fighting a Torchic. Level 10, by the way. Okay, I killed it, and Jeff grew to level 14. That's good. Oh, one more Pokemon. He sent out a Cyndaquil. Let's go, Jeff! Oh my goodness, he used Smokescreen. I've missed a couple bites in a row now. It's really annoying. Oh, but I killed it with a critical hit. Good job, Jeff. 138 experience points. Wonderful. I defeated Burglar Arnie and got $480. Wonderful, wonderful. This trip has already paid for itself. Okay, I'm just going to run down here real fast to the south and grab this item that I know is here. I got a Zink. A Zink, if you will. Oh, another random encounter. Oh, it's a Grimer. I don't like fighting Grimers. I'm gonna see if I can run away. Oh, I can't escape. Oh, okay, I just popped my Citrus Berry. Jeff's in dire straits then, gonna go in for the sand attack. Oh, Grimer used Harden. Dang, Grimers are fast. Oh, disabled my sand attack. Spamming Bite now. Oh, I got a crit. That's juicy. That's juicy damage. Oh, I just killed it. Wonderful, wonderful. That's some juicy, juicy kills right there. So juicy. The juiciest of kills, one might say. Why am I saying juicy? Ugh. Oh, another random encounter. It's a wheezing. Coughing. It's a coughing. Go, Jeff. Use bite. Oh, I killed it. Yay. 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 I'm gonna go look around. Oh, there's some lore. And there's also an item ball. Oh boy, I'm gonna grab this item ball after I fight this Grimer. Killed it. Three hits, nice and easy. I'm 37 out of 41, and Jeff is now level 15. Good job, Jeff. Oh, I found a calcium. What does calcium do? I think that's attack or damage. Oh, special attack. I was wrong on both accounts. I'm gonna give this to Daniel Play. Daniel Play, being a fire and psychic type, eventually will be very reliant on Daniel Play, you're not a girl. On his psychic powers. And his fire powers. Firepower. That's what Daniel Play is for. Okay, level 8 Grimer versus level 15 Jeff. Let's go. Wonderful. Nice and easy kill. 102 experience points. Nice. I'm gonna get out of here. Ooh. Okay. So last time, I didn't play it safe. I played it fast and I played it loose, and I died. I died twice, actually. This time, I'm gonna play it a little safer. Or am I? That was a lie. I'm not. I'm just going. I'm going in straight in. No waiting. Oh, there's a Gulpin. It's like a weird grass poison type. No, that's easy enough for Jeff to take out, though. Oh, it used Yawn, but what Yawn would have done is it would have made my Pokemon fall asleep on the second move. But since I'm so good at this game, it didn't. I'm going to use this secret switch to get rid of the wall. There's a battle right here that I could do with a scientist. So I'm going to give Jeff a berry. Boop, boop. I'm going to give him an orange berry. Yeah, that'll be good. And I'm going to give Daniel Play a citrus berry, I think. No, I'm going to give Daniel Play actually a Pekka berry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm giving Daniel Play a Pekka berry, and I'll use Daniel Play for any more things. DP, you know? I'm going to use DP. Oh, this scientist says my mentor once lived here. Oh boy, scientist Brayden would like to battle. He shunted out a Magnemite. Oh boy, a Magnemite. I'm going to use Bite on this Magnemite. Oh no, I got hit by a... Oh, my special defense lowered a lot. Okay, I didn't do very much damage. Oh, and I'm all out of PP for Bite. So I'm just going to use up a bunch of PP from Sand Attack. Okay, this is going great, actually, guys. A little voiceover right here. If you didn't know, my emulator lets me fast-forward stuff. So right now the gameplay is being fast-forward. But I am... Okay, there we go, I'm back. Sorry. I can just talk while I'm fast-forwarding stuff. All my Pokemon are weak to electricity. So... I'm gonna use Aether. Yeah, I'm gonna use Aether. Hopefully Aether can out-damage this guy. Oh, Magnemite used Tackle. Magnemite missed. Okay, I'm gonna go in for the Air Cutter. Ooh, it wasn't very effective though. Oh, Magnemite used Tackle and missed again. I'm gonna go in for the Confusion. Will that do better? Ooh, that didn't do very much damage either. Magnemite tried to use Thundershock. Magnemite missed. Good, good, good. I wouldn't want to get hit by a Thundershock. Ooh, no. Sending out Daniel Play with his less than ideal health. Magnemite tried using Metal Sound and missed. Daniel Play used Ember. Let's see if that does good damage. Oh, it does very good damage. So Magnemite is electric type. Oh, and he was burned. Oh my goodness, but he just hit me for 3 damage. I'm at 11 out of 25 health, but Daniel Play lives. Daniel Play gets 63 experience points. And Magnemite was sent out. Oh my goodness, I'm on 11 health. Can I defeat a Magnemite with 10? I don't think so. But I can get an Ember anyways. Throw out that Ember. Kill it. Kill it. Oh, 2 Embers and it's dead? And it's burned? I might actually be able to kill it. I'm going in. Balls to the walls. Go, Daniel Play. Use Ember again. Nice. Nice, my boy. Daniel, my boy. Okay, that was good. That was good. I'm just checking my timer, and I have 3 minutes and 45 seconds left, so I'll probably finish up this fight, and we'll see where I go next episode. Okay, so there's a Voltorb out right now. Voltorbs are scary, so I'm gonna send Ryan out. Yeah, go Ryan. I believe in you, Ryan. Water type versus an electric type? Pfft, easy. He's a crappy electric type anyways. Ryan's gonna use Hypnosis. Ryan's gonna get the Hypnosis off! Yes! Go, Ryan, go! Ryan's going in for the bubble. Ryan's spamming bubble. Ryan does a bit of damage. Not great. No, not great at all. Voltorb woke up. Voltorb used Screech! Oh, my defense harshly fell twice. Going in for another Hypnosis then. Oh, foe Voltorb fell asleep again. Nice, nice. Going in for another bubble. Mm-hmm. 1, 2. I don't trust this. I'm going in for another bubble anyways. Oh, it's almost dead. Oh, Voltorb speed fell. Wonderful. Oh, and Voltorb's still asleep. I just won. Listeners, I just won. Oh, this is wonderful. This must be how Daniel K fell when he defeated the Elite Four. Oh, this is wonderful. Good job, Ryan. I'm so proud of you. Man, you beat a big scary guy all by yourself. That, you deserve a cookie. Get yourself a cookie. Get yourself some skimmed milk. Or what is it? What is the milk called? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh my goodness, yes. Okay, I'm gonna use a Citrus Berry on a Daniel Play. Nice, good job, Daniel Play. And I have 2 minutes left. I'm gonna just rush this real fast. Fall down the hole. Boop. Okay, one final trainer battle. Who's out in front? Who's out in front? It is Jeff. I'm gonna send Ryan out in front. Ryan was doing some pretty good work out there earlier. I'm fighting this scientist. Who are you? There shouldn't be anyone here. Oh, but there is. There's me. Aha. Okay, I'm fighting this scientist, Ted. He sent out an Abra. I used Hypnosis on the Abra. I missed. What? Okay, so teleport killed the Abra and did like 29 damage to me. Oh my goodness. Ryan, if you have a Citrus Berry. Oh, Ryan learned Water Gun. Ryan, now would be a great time to use your Citrus Berry. Yes! The clutch Citrus Berry. I'm fully healed. I'm fighting a Numel and I have Water Gun. This is a wonderful day. I used Water Gun on the Numel. The Numel is dead. Oh my goodness. We're ending this episode on a triumphant note, listeners. I defeated
Scientist Ted, no losses. Ryan's at full health. What a wonderful day, guys. What an awesome short little episode. Only a couple minutes. Nothing too crazy. But you know what? You know what? Sometimes the shorter episodes are nice. Especially since I don't edit my episodes. So yeah, that was wonderful, guys. Thank you very much for coming along with this journey here. I would play you something nice, but I'm not going to. Wait, maybe I will. What's a song that I like? Last time I played you, what did I play you last time? Last time I played Khajiit Like a Sneak by Sound of Music or something like that. A good band. I like that band a lot. Oh, okay, yeah. Dismiss the timer. It's done. What else should I play now? It was by Miracle Sound. Man, I love Miracle Sound. That thing's great. I'm gonna play another song that I really like. It's not too long. It's a bit, but yeah, I'll play this. It's called Nord Mead by Miracle Sound. I love this guy. Bum, bum. Awesome! Thank you very much for listening. Like and subscribe and send. Do. Okay. Okay, I know this, like, you guys were really into that song. It's a great song called Nord Mead again. I'm not gonna send you a link, but it's really great. You should listen to it. Okay. You guys should leave comments on the podcasting app of your choice, because that does something where it gets, like, my voice out or something, and other people can learn about it. I really appreciate any and all support that I've gotten, and I'd love feedback. So, I know you guys were super into this episode, obviously. I mean, you know, it's by me. I'm pretty great. No, I'm not. But yeah, you guys have a good one. Thanks so much for listening, and bye-bye.